Today, the U.S. Supreme Court begins considering a divisive issue related to immigration. The case originated in Texas, but the implications are potentially broad-reaching. So, as WUWM's Annalise Henzel reports, interests in Wisconsin are keeping close watch.
You may have heard acronyms for the programs President Obama created for some undocumented residents, DACA and DAPA. The first would enable some undocumented residents to stay in the U.S. if they were brought here as children. The second would clear a legal path for those who have a child who is a U.S. citizen. We found a Milwaukee resident who has two young children born here and a third on the way. Francisca Vasquez tells her story through an interpreter.
Yeah, we have a little some issues, and we're basically afraid about my husband getting deported. He's in deportation proceedings right now.
We met Vasquez at the offices of the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. She told us she and her husband moved to Milwaukee as newlyweds 14 years ago because they wanted a better life.
In Mexico, basically, there's no work. There's no opportunities for us at this moment.
Now her husband works at a dairy farm while she takes care of the children. That path from Mexico to Wisconsin is a common and long-standing one.
Without them, we couldn't maintain our position as America's Dairyland.
That's John Holyvote of the Dairy Business Association. It's been educating the public about the value of the immigrant workforce. So has the organization Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Its head, Mitch Breinig, says the president's programs DAPA and DACA would benefit thousands of people who work on state farms.
I think that it's really important that families that have been in the United States for a long, long time continue to be able to remain together, and that, you know, we're not ripping families apart because that's bad for America.
Breinig says the workers are valuable because they take jobs farmers otherwise wouldn't be able to fill. The two industry groups won't take an official stand on the legal issues surrounding President Obama's programs, but Wisconsin politicians have weighed in. Attorney General Brad Schimmel signed on to the Texas lawsuit that challenges DAPA and DACA. He argues the programs would hurt the state.
It will be expensive for Wisconsin when suddenly we have many more people becoming eligible for many different types of state benefits, from Badger Care to education and other things.
Another Wisconsin Republican opposes the programs, but not on the grounds that they would hurt the state. Congressman and House Speaker Paul Ryan insists the president's action threatens the integrity of the Constitution. Ryan recently made his case on the House floor.
Article 1 states that all legislative powers are vested in Congress. Article 2 states that the president shall, quote, take care that the laws be faithfully executed, close quote. That separation of powers could not be clearer.
Those may be among the oral arguments lawyers make today before the Supreme Court. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.